So we talk a lot about travel on this show, of course, but not so much about what to pack for the destination. Someone who knows how to take the stress out of packing the luggage is Wendy Mack, who's been on a tour promoting her book, The Capsule Wardrobe. You may have seen her on several TV shows recently, giving advice on how to manage the closet. She joined us on Travel Writers Radio recently and spoke with Adelaine Ung.
Wendy Mack, welcome.
Thank you.
I believe you've just returned from travelling.
Yes, I have. I was in the US, in Los Angeles and New York for about a week. It was very whirlwind.
And can you tell us what you got up to?
Sure. I was actually there because I have a new book out called The Capsule Wardrobe, 1,000 Outfits from 30 Pieces. And Barnes & Noble actually picked up an order of the book. And I always said to myself that if Barnes & Noble ever ordered the book and had it in stores, I would fly out there no matter what I was doing just to feed my ego and have a look at it. So that's what I did.
Another one on the bucket list ticked off. So well done, you.
Yeah, pretty well.
I bet you went with an organised wardrobe in your luggage bag, never had an oops moment where you found yourself saying, I wish I brought something to match this.
No, I haven't really said that, but I have said the opposite, which I'm sure is very familiar to a lot of people, which is I definitely overpacked. And that's probably one of the key principles. Yeah, I sometimes still fall down that trap. You know, it's completely normal to do that. And yeah, even I myself, you know, have been known to fall into that mistake.
I am shocked and I'm not quite sure yet whether I'm disappointed.
Not often. Once in a while it does happen. But it's, I think, inherent in a woman's nature that we just want to overpack because we think that we have so many occasions we need to account for when we travel.
Well, I don't feel so bad about myself now. Your book is The Capsule Wardrobe. That's about a formula for creating 1,000 outfits from just 30 pieces. Can you give us an idea of how that works and how, when it comes to your travel luggage, how you adapt that formula?
Yeah, absolutely. So the formula is really quite simple. You know, every top and every bottom and every jacket that you pick in your wardrobe needs to mix and match and coordinate. And the key things that tie that together are things like a similar color palette, or maybe the prints are fairly similar. So having that sort of uniform piece that ties the wardrobe together is really how you ensure that you get maximum versatility from your pieces. And then for your travel wardrobe, you just really need to think about where you're going, the weather, the sort of things you might be doing, and paring it down from there into, say, you know, something like a 12-piece or a 15-piece capsule.
Now, selecting the pieces sounds straightforward, but I bet people still struggle with the selection because they just don't have the trained eye like you have. Choosing colours that match, but the styles don't match, for example. What sort of common mistakes do people make?
I think you're absolutely right. One of the things that I talk about in the book is the fact that as women, we tend to have two very different shopping styles. One of them is what we call Sparkling Sally, and the other one is Boring Betty. And what that means is, yeah, Sparkling Sally, I love that. But Sparkling Sally is the one who's like a magpie, attracted to everything sparkly and shiny, very pretty, but not enough basics to match it with. And Boring Betty is the complete opposite. You know, she just loves buying things that are boring, like a work uniform. And so she doesn't have anything interesting or fun in the wardrobe. And really, you need a blend of both to make your wardrobe work.
Just curious, do men struggle with this as well? I mean, I think I've yet to meet one.
Probably less so. I think men tend to fall into the Boring Betty category a little bit more often than women. And that's not, you know, necessarily their intent. It's just that that's the nature of men's fashion and men's clothing. There's less choice. There's less range in terms of styles. You know, women, we've got so many things. We don't just have shorts and pants and trousers and shirts. We also have dresses and jumpsuits and culottes and maxis and midis. And so the range that's out there is a lot more overwhelming for women.
Yeah, there are definitely days where I find myself being envious of men when it comes to having to pick out my wardrobe on the days when I look at my closet and go, I have nothing to wear. And, you know, there's that famous example of how an Australian newscaster, male, has worn the same suit every day for a year and just changed his tie and nobody noticed. But a female news presenter had to wear the same one maybe just twice and everyone goes, oh, it's up on Instagram. It's, oh, look at her. You know, she's wearing the same thing twice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You've got to feel sorry for people like Princess Kate, who, you know, God forbid she recycles an outfit because we'll be talking about it in the media for months to come.
I know. Poor Kate. But you do say that this is not just about organising your wardrobe. It's about changing your life. Can you explain what you mean?
Yeah, sure. So for me, it's actually not really even about the number. I know I've chosen 30 essentials in my book, but really whether you vary that for your weather, for your lifestyle, and you go up or below the number, that's really not the main crux of the book. The main principle is the philosophy of actually doing more with less and having more of a minimalist, small wardrobe. So we just tend to, as women, gravitate towards buying a lot of stuff. And there's a lot of reasons psychologically and emotionally for that. One of the things being, you know, we aren't happy necessarily with how we look, and therefore we overcompensate by trying to buy more stuff, which defeats the purpose. So it really is about thinking, you know, what do I really need? Is this really necessary? Can I actually get more bang for buck from this one piece and therefore pare back the need to have a bulging wardrobe that you really don't wear?
I do have to ask you about your philosophy in organising your wardrobe, whether it be your closet or what goes in your luggage bag. You do say that your approach is to your wardrobe is with zero emotion. And that seems to contrast with the approach that is now quite popular around the world, the KonMari method, which is to hold the item and see how much you love it for you to decide whether you keep or toss it. So that's quite an emotional approach. Your thoughts on the KonMari approach?
Yeah, look, I think it definitely has value for sure, because you do want to really only hang on to pieces that you enjoy wearing and that you will love. But equally, I also see from my experiences, actually, as having been in a lot of women's wardrobes as a stylist, the trap with that is that you actually hang on to pieces that don't match with anything in your wardrobe. So you've got a lot of one-off pieces that you love for sentimental reasons, emotional reasons, but really they serve no purpose. They might not fit you very well. You know, that part of your life might be over now. For example, you know, you might have a cute mini skirt or mini dress that you wore when you went out clubbing, but you're a mum now with three kids, and that really serves no real purpose for you other than hanging on to it just because you have sentimental memory. So that's what I mean by removing the emotion when it comes to really having a curated closet that you know you will wear every piece. You need to take out that emotion.
Some things to think about. If I can get some more travel packing tips from you, one of the things travellers do struggle with finding things in your wardrobe that travel well, you know, that don't require ironing, for example. Do you have any tips for what to look for when shopping? You know, what kinds of material? Do you have favourite go-to spots to find these pieces?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, a lot of, and this is a fabric that, you know, you can just look up the term, but it's called Ponte. So Ponte fabrics, they travel really well. And really the good old, you know, hand crease test by grabbing a little bit of fabric and crunching it up in your hand and seeing if that actually really creases is a great barometer to see if it will travel well and pack well. There are a couple of really great brands that I might go to because I know that they've got that iron-free fabric. And it's also one of those things where I think generally with travel, separates rather than whole dresses are helpful. You still want a couple of dresses, especially if you're going out for drinks or you've got nice dinners on the agenda. But really separates will go a lot further than if you had a whole dress, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't think I've heard of Ponte. I'm going to have to look that one up. We also love shopping when we're overseas. Sometimes end up buying things that we don't end up using a lot when we get back home. And sometimes it's a good buy, sometimes it isn't. Do you have any tips to avoid buyer's remorse when traveling? Because in most situations, returns are just, you know, not going to be possible.
No, and one of the biggest things I'll say about that is really be clear about the fashion trends that are happening domestically back home. So what you don't want to do is go overseas, get caught up in some kind of weird fashion trend that seems super cool because you're in another country and that seems like, you know, everybody's doing it. So you get caught up in that wave and then you come back home and all of a sudden you discover that that sheer mesh, you know, like tiered skirt isn't actually a big trend back home in Australia. And so you're looking at this piece going, well, what am I going to do with this now? And as you said, you can't return it. So really just be really clear about the current weather back home, what trends are actually, you know, on feature here, and then take that knowledge with you when you go overseas shopping so that you can just remind yourself as to what we're actually going to really wear when we come back from a holiday.
That's a really good tip. Now, apart from clothes, is there a favourite tool you have to travel with?
I mean, look, I'm a gadget girl, so I have a lot of gadgets, and I obviously run my blog from wherever I am 24/7. So one of my favorite gadgets is my new Apple computer. It's tiny, it's small, and it fits in my handbag, and I do everything off it. So I love it.
And final question, what would Wendy Mack never be caught dead in?
Anything that's now too tight. So I'm a lot more conscious about things that have gone south, that just weren't quite, you know, just not quite what they used to be. And so I'm just really careful about things that are too tight now.
You are speaking my language. Thank you so much, Wendy Mack.
No worries.
Fashion stylist, blogger, author of The Capsule Wardrobe. Appreciate your time and your tips.
And what would you not be called dead in, Adelaide?
Spaghetti.
You wouldn't ever be seen wearing spaghetti.
Yep, absolutely not.
Okay. I'll have to take that one home
not
and think about
taste.
It.
Don't think about it too much.
Oh, dear. Okay. Just in case you weren't sure, that was Wendy Mack, who knows how to pack. And she was talking with Ara Adelaide Ng.